Beginner Triathlete presents the Beginner Triathlete of the Month. I'm Kevin Patrick. The people that get nominated, then named the Beginner Triathlete of the Month, all distinguish themselves in different ways. There are those that have reached goals they never thought they could, those that have battled with weight loss, injury, even personal loss like a death along the way. This month's Beginner Triathlete of the Month has distinguished herself in the way that she's learned from the BT community and, in turn, given back.
Learn from other people and how they go through their journey is great, especially when you realize that so many of you think exactly the same way as each other. So even though you might be doing different distances or have different strengths or weaknesses, it's about the ability to take all the information available and from that information work out what works best for you and what doesn't make sense.
So let's get to know our Beginner Triathlete of the Month. She's a fun-loving woman with a good sense of humor whose BT moniker is Super Cat.
My name's Catherine Collins. I guess I'm a Kiwi living in Australia. I've been here for 6 years. I work for a media broadcaster here in Australia called SBS. Outside of that, I guess try to take up a lot of my time.
There are a lot of components of the Beginner Triathlete site. Initially, Catherine used the most basic one, the workout log.
Yeah, I think about August or September 2005, I signed up and I've been using my logs there pretty much ever since.
But then it became more than an online destination for, but a community of training partners and friends.
Initially, I started off logging the workouts and, you know, asking all the usual beginner questions, I guess, the what do I wear and the that sort of thing. Since then, I got really heavily involved with the challenge form three Tour de France's ago, basically. I set up my first challenge, which was the cycling challenge for the Tour de France. And after doing a couple of those, out of that, I came a really big sort of community thing. So I've made a lot of really good friends, probably people that I've never met that are probably better friends than some of the friends I've got here in real life, or I guess that I've actually met in person. So the community became a really big part of that for me. The mentor program in particular has been really good. I've been a mentor twice and also been a mentee. And the kind of support you get out of that is incredible.
Being a mentee certainly had its benefits, Catherine says.
So from a training perspective, I had a tendency to be very all or nothing. I've had a lot of health problems, which obviously I now have to take into consideration when I do plan my training. And so it helps to actually have other people keeping you in check and make sure you're not doing it. I guess other things I've learned, bike stuff in particular, it's no secret, I'm absolutely completely a cycling obsessive. That's pretty well known. And that I'm not the most mechanically competent person, so I've learned an awful lot about bikes in general. I've also learned a huge amount about running and managing injuries. I've had a lot of problems with, in addition to health problems, I've got runner's knee and plantar fasciitis and problems with the peroneals in my legs. So just coming across other people that have had those problems and how they've dealt with it.
But the bigger discovery was how much she could gain by being a mentor. You're helping others, but getting an unexpected reward.
Being a mentor is incredible. The first time I did it was last year, and I had a group of people that basically raced longer distance than me, which is pretty bizarre when you think about it. And the things that you learn from other people and how they go through their journey is great, especially when you realize that so many of you think exactly the same way as each other. So even though you might be doing different distances or have different strengths or weaknesses, it's about the ability to take all the information available and from that information work out what works best for you and what doesn't make sense.
And Catherine says over the years of competing as an age group triathlete, she's found that what you learn from the sport carries over to regular life.
Well, it's funny. I'm not the most, what you call the most organized person. So I have what you call the messiest in the world at work. But you do learn the ability to plan. So I have to plan my week to get my training in. It's the only way I can do it. It's also the only way I can make sure that I don't do too much, which for me, with health and everything, is really, really important. So that really helps with your job. It also helps with your day-to-day life. I mean, if you are trying to fit in training, if you work long hours and you may not start your workouts at 6:30 or 7 o'clock at night and you're not getting home until 8:30, 9 o'clock, and you might need to be in bed, in my case, by 10, you have to be organized enough to know that once you get in the door at home, you have to do X, Y, and Z before you completely collapse on the couch and can't muster up any more energy. And positive attitude. I think the only way you can stick to anything, whether it be sport or job or whatever, is you have to find the pleasure in what you're doing. I have a great boss, and one of the things he says is that, you know, you're just going to enjoy 100% of your job. There's always going to be something you don't like, whether it be doing financials or doing data or whatever it is. So for me, I'm not big into big sheets of data, but it's a key part of my job, and I get a benefit out of doing it because the end result is it helps what I do and the stuff that I love. I think with triathlon, it's the same. There's always going to be the odd thing that you don't necessarily enjoy. I mean, nobody really enjoys running until they feel like they're going to throw up. Really, let's be honest, not a pleasant feeling. You might feel great afterwards and you might be really proud that you did it, so you get the positives out of it. So I think it's more, the only way you can keep doing something is if you find the joy in it. And the only way you're going to find the joy in it with anything, not just your sport, is the ability to take the opportunity, see that it's mostly positive, and then when it doesn't feel positive and something's not working for you or you're getting frustrated, it's the ability to recognise all the other great things and that's why you're doing it. Otherwise, you'll just give up. And that kind of applies to anything that you might do.
Congratulations to Supercat, Catherine Collins, our Beginner Triathlete of the Month. Make sure and visit the BT Forum and put in your nomination for the next Beginner Triathlete of the Month. Until next time, I'm Kevin Patrick.